Hi, this is Norm Augustinus. I'm sorry I missed your call. After tone, leave your name and number. I'll get back to you.
Hi, Norm. When I was a teenager, my parents took me to Tiger Stadium in Detroit, Michigan. The Ringling Brothers and Barnum and Bailey Circus was in town. They offered to shoot one lucky person out of a huge cannon and onto a big net. You couldn't get hurt. The cannon worked with air, and the net that your body would land on was over 300 feet in diameter. There were no explosives used. My folks entered me into the drawing by calling a special phone number. If your name was drawn, you would be shot out of the cannon at Tiger Stadium. It was a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. The whole thing seemed impossible and a bit scary. In July, my father got a phone call from a representative of the Ringling Brothers and Barnum and Bailey Circus. My name was chosen. I was going to be the Barnum and Bailey Cannon Girl, the person the circus was going to shoot out of a cannon at Tiger Stadium. I was excited and scared. What if the pressurized air cannon exploded with me inside it? What if I tore through the net when my body landed on it? What if I was shot out of Tiger Stadium and into the parking lot? Norm, on the day that I arrived at Tiger Stadium, I was shown how to get into the cannon. I was also fitted with knee protectors, a helmet, and a mouth guard. While I waited to be called onto the stage, I was given a free bottle of Gatorade and a packet of Fritos corn chips. When the announcer called my name, I walked up the stairs and onto the elevated podium. Tall men with lots of muscles lifted my body up and shoved me into the opening of the cannon. I slid down the length of the cannon until my feet made contact with the platform inside the cannon. It was fun, but it was dark too. Everything I heard while inside the barrel of the cannon had an echo attached to it. The people sitting in the stands at Tiger Stadium were chanting my name. Debbie! 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 And then I heard the countdown. 5, 4, 3, 2, Norm. I heard a loud explosion. I was airborne. I had been successfully shot out of the Ringling Brothers and Barnum and Bailey cannon. However, I didn't land on the safety net as planned. As my delicious, tight body moved through the cannon, all of my clothes were torn off, including my brassiere and panties. Don't ask me why, but I couldn't control my mouth. It was wide open, and my long wet tongue was hanging out. It must have been the incredible speed that my tasty body was traveling at. Nor my nude sweaty body flew past at least 100 men that were seated in the 25th row. All of the men in this row had their pants and underpants pulled down to their ankles, and they had their huge cocks out. As I rocketed past them like a bumbling sex bimbo, the men fingered my tight fuck hole and they licked my enormous, big nippled melons. Norm, because my mouth was open and my tongue was out, I tongued the cock of every man in the 25th row at Tiger Stadium. As my body ran out of momentum, I landed on the laps of two kissing lesbians that were being showcased on the gigantic Tiger Stadium high-definition replay screen. And that's when I blacked out. When I regained consciousness, I was lying atop a gurney in an ambulance. Norm, I have an audio clip of me being shot out the cannon. I'll play it now. That is the end of the audio clip. A police officer told me that the launch coordinates for the cannon had been altered. Every man in the 25th row paid $500 for the opportunity to finger my fuckhole and lick my bulbous tits. I was told that someone had injected the area around my mouth with huge doses of Novocaine. That's the stuff dentists use. Someone wanted my tongue to hang out of my open mouth. And boy did it. It didn't make sense. I was the lucky winner. They drew my name. I was the Ringling Brothers and Barnum and Bailey Circus Cannon Girl. My mother and father were proud of me. The stadium goers chanted my name at Tiger Stadium. Norm, I went inside that cannon a virgin, and by the time I dropped onto the laps of the kissing dykes, I was a beat-up old dick-licking whore. They never found the people that rigged the cannon and charged the men in the 25th row the $500. My parents think the whole thing was arranged by the mafia. Norm, I walked bull-legged for 3 months. The men in the 25th row fingered both my asshole and my cunt as I jettisoned past them. Additionally, I wasn't able to taste anything for nearly a year. All the cock-licking I did really tore my tongue up. My father has a video of my naked body flying past the men in the 25th row. I tongued 100 throbbing rock-hard pricks in 6 seconds. Every year my father projects the video onto the front of our house at Christmas time. Norm, I'm telling you this story in the hopes that it helps your female listeners. Girls don't get shot out of a cannon by the Ringling Brothers and Barnum and Bailey Circus. You'll end up tonguing a shitload of dick. Now I must go. Norm, I call all the time, but you never call me back. What gives? All my friends call me Cum Panty. You can call me Cum Panty too. I think I just shit myself. Sorry. Bye.
End of messages.
He wishes he could have killed his grandmother. His mother says everything he touches turns to shit. He's been to jail, spent 24 hours in a mental institution, and unsuccessfully tried to kill himself 3 times. And now, live via the internet, abso-fucking-lutin-free, Norm Augustinus.
So I've made a kind of a startling discovery inadvertently, and I think it could pay off. I'm not really sure. As you may or may not know, I've been panning for gold up in this tiny stream in upper northern Michigan. The stream really shouldn't produce any gold, and there's tons of people around it panning for gold also. I've gotten more pussy in the last couple of weeks, last 3 weeks or so, than you'd probably get in your lifetime. I mean, tons and tons of pussy. Unending amounts of pussy. Truckloads of pussy. Because of this panning for gold on this tiny stream in upper northern Michigan. Now, why is that? A, because chicks like your money. B, because chicks like to fuck. That's just the way it is. Where there's gold, there's pussy. Where there's pussy, there's dicks. Where there's dicks, there's wallets. Where there's wallets, there's cash, there's legal tender, pockets overflowing with coins. I found something out, a startling thing. This is no lie. About 2 days ago, I was banging this bitch out, and she was face down in the water. Now, have you ever done that? They're laying down on the water, their tits are in the water, they're lying on their stomach, and their head's in the water, but they can turn their head sideways to get air as you're holding on to their fucking thighs and you're banging them out from the rear. I've done this many times. And I've just done it recently in this tiny little creek, this little stream up here, upper northern Michigan. I've done it more than once. Except, this particular occasion, I had the overwhelming urge to keep her face down in the creek. I just kept banging away from the rear. I saw all the bubbles, and I kept banging and banging and banging. And I discovered something there, too. Two things. As you're banging them out from the rear, if they're close to dying, say they can't get air. I mean, you got to get air. Something happens with the pussy. It seems to get a death grip. Its main agenda, which is to get dick. It wants to hold on to that dick. I don't know why. It just hangs on to that dick if there's a dick in it, and her life could be ending. The life force in her starts to end. The pussy is a kind of an entity of its own. Starts to grip onto that cock to pump it off. Its final mission. I found this out. And I kept pumping and banging and pumping and banging around from the rear. Now, you know that when I look to the right and to the left in the creek that I was standing in when I was banging her out, you can't work all fucking day and night. You have to get pussy. You have to eat something. You have to drink something. You have to light up your cigar, smoke a couple fuck some doobies. You can't just live on that. When I look to the right when I was banging this bitch out in this tiny creek while I'm panning for gold up here, I can't tell you, it's an undisclosed location. I saw fish to the right and fish to the left of me watching me fuck. That's not a lie. And what did I find out? I found out that we do have something in common with a fish. You think you can't connect to a fish. There he is. He's a fish. He's going north and south, east and west. You don't know what his agenda is, what he's doing. This is just a fish, you think. But I saw these fish, and they were looking at me while I was fucking. And you know that as I was ready to come, that the fish came closer to me? They were like, some of their snouts were sticking out of the water. Some of their mouth area was actually sticking out of the fucking water as I was banging this bitch out in this creek. They were on an angle looking at me like something out of a fucking comic book or something, something you draw. But they were looking at me as I was ready to come. Now, this chick was gasping for air, and I kept banging her out and banging her out and banging her out. And I discovered the fish thing and another thing. You say, what's the other thing? Well, the one thing is that the fish like to watch you fuck. Maybe fucking is a common thing. Maybe fucking is universal. It's a language. It's an understatement. I mean, an understanding and understood by everything in the galaxy. This unwritten thing, this ribbon that runs around the world, around the earth, fish maybe and other things can understand when you're fucking. Now, this happened to me once before. I was fucking a chick in the woods when I was deer hunting a long time ago. And I remember looking and I saw a moose that wasn't far. He had come remarkably close. I don't know if he smelled her pussy and he wanted to come in and see if something was dying in that area, but this moose was watching me fuck this woman in the woods. And you should have seen the look on his face. His mouth was open, saliva was coming out of his mouth, and I think he understood that I was fucking, and he might have wanted to get in on that. I'm not sure. But I was fucking this woman in the river while I was panning for gold, her face down, her legs spread. You should have seen her ass. I mean, not a blemish on it. It's not some fucking worn-out bag of shit like you're with, some old fucking shop rat that works or answers the phones at some factory or some fucking stamping plant where you live. This ass was beautiful. It looked like I sculpted it, like I made it out of plaster of Paris, and then I dusted it lightly with flour or something like that, face flour or fucking face, the shit you put on your face, the powder. It looked like that. It was a beautiful ass, and then it looked like someone took just a light amount of fucking rouge and put some rouge at the tips of the ass, the peaks of the hills on her ass. It was absolutely magnificent when I was banging it out. So I'm banging it out, and the fish are watching me. I mean, they're glued to me as I'm banging her out. The closer I got to coming, they seemed to understand it. Now I thought, could it be my balls? My balls are maybe vibrating. My balls are undulating in the water. They're spiraling around in my ball sack like a fucking, like little earths in it, like a little earth, little planet held together in a fucking system, magnetic fields and shit like that. Could it be my balls spinning? And they're attracted to that sound. You know, fish are attracted to sounds and fishing lures and fucking top lures and jitterbugs and fucking spoons and all kinds of shit. Could they be attracted to that sound? And they came to watch because they thought there was something here to eat. I don't know. But the closer I got to coming, while I was banging this woman out from the rear, the more the fish came closer. Now, when I finally did blow my load, I couldn't 100% count on this chick. I didn't know her well. I didn't want to engage her that deeply. I didn't want to leave my fist full of cum in her cunt because I don't know where she's coming from. I've only met her a couple of goddamn days. I need to vet some bitch thoroughly before I really plant my seed deeply. I plant it home where it's supposed to fucking go. I need to know some kind of background. When you know that, you can come at ease. You can come more gracefully, more powerfully because you have some background on this bitch. Now, when I blew my load, I noticed my load stream. Try to imagine it was like if you could take a can of that spray cheese or silly string or whatever that stuff was in a can. You could spray it at people at parties and shit. When my cum came out and I pulled out, I watched my cum stream. Now, she was still in the water after I came flat on her face. I think she was almost drowned to death or taking a lot of water in. And I flipped her the fuck over and I pushed her to the shore and her head went up the sandbar and she was just laying there in a sandbar and then sort of came to and started coughing and shit. But I discovered something here. When I followed the cum stream, I don't know why I followed it. These are the things that I do. Don't ask me why I do it. It's just the way my mind works. I followed the cum stream down this very shallow creek, this very shallow stream. And as I followed my cum stream, it went to this like little turnoff, this little embankment, this little like a little oasis, a little thing that went veered to the left of the creek. And it went that way. And I'm wondering if that was a message. It collected there. Now, If it collected there, what else could have collected there? If my cum stream floating on the surface of this creek after I blew my load, if my cum stream floated there and got hung up in this jetty or yeti or what a jetty is, it a jetty? And it got caught up there. Why couldn't other stuff get caught up there too? Why couldn't some Indian that maybe where this gold has come from, couple leather bags of gold, maybe had a fucking big leather bag, a buffalo head full of fucking gold, and he used the horns as handles. Why couldn't the gold, if he dropped this, or if it was in leather bags and it floated, why couldn't the gold that we're finding in this creek have come from some incident like that a long time ago? And it's in this jetty, or whatever they call it, this turnoff in this little tiny creek. Why couldn't the gold be originating from in there? From a long time ago, because I've been trying to figure out how can the gold have originated or even come from this area? Nobody can make any sense of it. With gold, when you're panning for gold and things like that, there's this black-like soil that usually accompanies gold. You look for this black additional soil that's with the regular sand, and wherever that is, you'll find gold. And that's just the way it's always been. You look for this black soil, this black sand, or this enriched black dense shit. It's like muck. And with that and regular sands, you'll usually find gold. And I'm thinking, is this area, this little runoff area, this little pooled area, pond to the left of the thing, is the gold originating from in there? And I wouldn't have thought that in a million years because I was banging this woman off from the rear with her legs spread, her cheeks above the water. It was like if you should have seen her ass above the water. It looked like the Loch Ness Monster. You ever see images of that? There's humps in the water sticking out, and they'll tell you that's a Loch Ness Monster. It's nothing like that. And that's what her ass looked like. Two humps, two little bumps sticking out of the water as I was banging out from the rear. Something happened with my cock. Something, an incredible grip to my cock. It was sensual. It was a powerful grip, and it seemed like a spiritual grip transmitting something to me, transmitting some kind of electrical energy to me, and I felt just something different all the way around. Now, I don't know why. I mean, do you have to kill somebody to really have a good orgasm? Does somebody have to fucking die while you're banging them out, the other person, before you really achieve the superior climax that you fucking want? I couldn't believe it, man. When I finally came, it was a tsunami. This is a tiny creek. The whole area around us, just for a second, I'd say 7 seconds, 5 seconds, the whole fucking area around her and I, now she was floating on the water as I was banging her out from the rear, the whole area dried up for 4 or 5 seconds. When I say dried up, it was like there was no water in the section where her and I were. The water was fucking gone from the vibration, from the excitement, from the intensity of me fucking her. It just dried up like a tsunami, like a hurricane or a water spout or something had come by and lifted the water out. She hit the ground. I came. The water came back. And I followed my cum stream, my cum blow, my jism blast. I followed that. And I come up with this new fucking this new plan, this new policy that I've adopted in my mind on where to find the gold in this fucking creek. I mean, I learned a lot of stuff like that. Maybe fucking is the key to everything. I'm not sure. But all sorts of things were awakened to me, shown to me in this small time that I was able to fuck this woman in this tiny creek. I mean, a dried up riverbed for a second when I came, my floating jism, watching the fish watch me fuck. And trying to imagine the Indians or somebody who dropped this shit. And it's like the river was telling me where the gold was originating from, because I'm not sold on the fact that this river, this little creek, it's not even a river, it's a creek, it's a stream. Sometimes I say river, but please understand I mean creek or stream. But it doesn't make any sense. This can't produce gold unless everybody's wrong about gold. I've got over 4 ounces of gold. I mean, add that to fuck up. This thing is chocked full of gold. I mean, you're out there working at a fucking tool and die stamping plant. Some dumb motherfucker with a bald head with his goddamn steel-toed boots and his dirty jeans is telling you what to do all goddamn day. But you can find thousands of dollars in gold with a pan in your hand in some fucking shallow creek. What is better that is? And where there's gold, there's bitches. And where there's bitches, there's fun. There's pleasure to be had. There's enrichment to be had. Even in the dumbest motherfucking woman. Honest to God. even the dumbest woman you'll ever meet, she's liable to say one thing in the time you knew her that made sense, that stayed with you. I can't tell you how many I've had that like that. I've had the dumbest woman say something, and I'll go right to one of my fucking paperback books, one of my paper ledgers, one of my paper fucking leaflet booklets. I got these cardboard covers, and there's papers in it, you know, like lined paper. And I've written this shit down. I've literally got dozens of those things. Now, nothing else they said ever made any fucking sense. They weren't born with the ability to fuck. They were born with that. But they'll say something, and you'll think, just for a second now, mind you, you'll think, have I been wrong? Could I have said something wrong? Is my theology the basis of who I think I am, how I operate in life? Could I be wrong about chicks? And you'll look back and you'll smoke a doob. Maybe you'll fucking shoot up or something. You'll think, oh, fuck no, I wasn't wrong, man. Man, they're everything that you say they are, motherfucker. And I keep telling myself this. Everything you fucking say there, man, get the fuck out of there now because you're going to be destroyed. Get to fire up your fucking six-wheel drive Argo Frontier. Get the fuck out of there. Fire up your goddamn ultralight. Get the fuck out of there, man, because you're in bad danger, motherfucker. Then you get that ideology back. Excuse me, sitting out here and I had my underwear on. You hear that? That's my fucking panties. And I just strapped the elastic. And while I'm talking, you won't even know it, but I'll drop my drawers only because I like to be free. Got my fucking brass plate in here with an elephant on it. It supposedly was owned by fucking Sonny Bono, Cher Bono. It was for weed and shit. I got that going. I got a small fucking candle in here. I had a regular candle all the time. But I had trouble with dropping the candle shit and starting a little mini fire, and I use an electronic candle now as I sit here and talk to you. I've got to get myself all revved up. I've got to get myself in the mood, and I like to be in the dark because, almost in the dark, because in the palate of your mind, whatever it is, you can now clearly see whatever happened to you, which happens to me. I can clearly see it without any distractions whatsoever. And I don't want any distractions because I want to be able to transmit whatever it is I say clearly and efficiently to you because I know what I'm dealing with. I know the mind that I'm dealing with. I have to be able to sift through, sort out, digest, distill, and then transmit, then project what I'm trying to say to you so that you can understand it. Otherwise, there's no story. There's no making sense of any fucking thing. And I have to do that. And I sit in here with my dick in my battery fucking powered flashlight that I can crank up the handle in case it gets too dark in here. And I can aim it at my dick. I can realize who I am again. I can bring myself back. If I can see my dick, if I'm starting to fade away, I can bring myself back. If you can see your dick, which has always been your best friend, it's always there, it's always helping you, doesn't judge you, it's there to blow cum all over some chick's face or between her tits or up her nose or in her bunghole or brown eye, it's always there, it's had all these adventures with you, you can bring yourself back, unlike a woman. Woman will fuck you in every possible way, rip you off, destroy you, tear your morality, your moral compass, whatever you are, destroy it. But if you can look at your dick, you can bring yourself back. I mean, try it right now. I don't care where you are. Just try it right now. Look at your dick and you're in a fucking cubicle or something like that. You look at your dick. Some chick just walked by with 3 gallons of perfume on trying to disguise the fact that she's bleeding all over the place. You can look at your dick. You got a splitting goddamn headache because of her period. You can't take much more of it. Her period and her pussy farts are drilling their way into your mind, destroying you. That's not a joke. That's 100% true. I want to get started on that, but it's 100% true. When you have a building filled with a bunch of women, 80% women, and they're all blowing pussy farts, and what's in that pussy fart is extremely dangerous and noxious in every way and toxic to your health. They never talk about that, though. They talk about well water. They talk about fucking the air, the ozone layer. Motherfucking A, man. If there's 8 billion people in the world, and there's 5.3 billion of them are women, and they're blowing pussy farts, can't those pussy farts be affecting us? Can't they be causing trouble? It's gas. It's dangerous gas, and it's evil gas. It's gas out of their cunt that was blown into that cunt, and cocktails have come from a train she pulled 2 hours ago, and then all this dangerous shit is built into that cunt, and she lets it out. This sin, this horrible moans, the scabs, the hairs, the fucking head lice, the dust, everything in the room was pumped into that fuckhole, and now you're breathing the aftermath in the shithole that you work at. I don't understand it. I got a goddamn headache.
The headache never goes away. It feels like there's a chunk of fucking lead, a chunk of steel on my head.
That's what it feels like because of the pussy farts blown all over you as she walks past you smiling. How could she be smiling? Goddamn, didn't I? I wiped that motherfucker out. That is the true cause of dementia. That's the true cause of Alzheimer's, is chicks blowing pussy farts out in enclosed spaces. They destroy everything with a pussy fart. Noxious, poisonous gas formed in the cunt from pressure of a dick pumping in and out of a fuckhole, that hermetical seal pumping it in, and then that shit baking and boiling and bubbling away inside that cunt while she's out supposedly working, and then she lets it out somewhere. Where you at now? I'm in Italiano. I'm buying some fucking bread in some fucking stone bakery in Italy. Strip's only going to cost $10,700. I'm in fucking Mexico right now. I'm fucking all kinds of goddamn green drinks and all kinds of fruity drinks and fucking saunas and whirlpools and yoga fucking. I'm over there. It's only going to cost $15,000. This is how they think. As they're blowing out pussy farts and wandering around in another goddamn world that you will never understand. No, nor I either. I know you think I've got super mind powers, and I do. I have a superhuman head, but I can't even figure the fucking shit out. I do the best I can. I've got literally thousands of fucking collations of books with my theories and my ideas on. I've got fucking dry erase boards, wet erase boards with all kinds of theories, theorems, and proofs. I've got fucking all kinds of software. It's unending, and I can't come to a fucking conclusion, and it always usually equals the same thing. Danger, man. And danger. Get the fuck out of there, motherfucker. You're in a serious goddamn... I'm not shitting you. Run. Wherever you are right now, run. Look at the bitch next to you and understand that she can't love you. She's never loved anything. Get the fuck out of there right now. Run. You're in deep mortal danger. So I've been finding this shit out with regards to gold, with regards to me getting all kinds of pussy at this little stream. And I think this little yeti, this little turnoff, whatever they call it, jetty, yeti, some turnoff, a little area like the size of, like to imagine a half of a circle, cut the circle in half and stick that alongside the stream. And that half area is where my cum gathered. I watched the cum floating on top of the water. And by the way, when I watched the cum float, it was amazing. It moved in all different ways. You don't know this, and you'd never think this. You just wipe and blow and wipe, and she sucks you off. But your cum in water, your cum stream, when you blow it out of your bag, like I've got an enormous bag, try to imagine two tennis balls. When I first went to a doctor years ago, I don't know what I had, a fever or some shit like that. The doctor said, and it was a woman, she said, I've never seen testicles that big. Well, I said, I work at it. You got to work at it. It's like anything. You got to exercise your balls, your dick, to keep it working. It's a machine. It's an organ. You got to keep working it. That's why you should never feel guilty about beating your meat, because you're working it. You're keeping it healthy. Chicks want the healthiest fucking cum in the world. They want healthy drinks. They're fucking in Mexico. They're fucking there in saunas and whirlpools and beautiful fucking drinks and looking to the suns. They want the freshest shit. Why would they want old cum? Nobody talks about that. You got to keep your cum good. You got to keep your cum machine going good. She said, I've never seen testicles like that. And you know that I can still see the look on her face. This physician, they're just like you and I. They have urges just like you and I. They're just faking it like every other bitch. You know that I saw her upper lip. It was the creepiest thing. When she was looking at my dick and my balls, you know, my dick weighs 15.5 pounds. That's not a joke. I mean, that's the honest to God truth. Fucking weighed it on my friend's cocaine scale years ago when he was still alive. It was a mechanical cocaine scale to weigh out coke, and it was 15.5 pounds. Now it bottomed out at 15.5 pounds. I can still hear the metal clanking. It might have been more than that. I'm so sorry. Can you excuse me just for a second? I'm taking this medication that makes me pee a lot. Years ago, I toe-fucked this chick. You know that when she was coming, as I was fucking her with my toe, her cunt clamped down on my toe, and my toe went black. I lost the toenail, and I also got foot fungus. I mean, that's the kind of grip that a cunt has. And I got foot fungus, and the toenail fell off. The pills are to kill the foot fungus. It makes me pee a lot. I'm so sorry. Pardon me. Thank you.
was the creepiest thing. When that doctor saw my balls, I saw her upper lip come up a little bit and then started twitching. You understand what that means? It means you've hit a deep recess in the fucking bitch's mind and something went way into her fucking sex module in her head. Not her god, but her sex module went into her head and shorted her whole fucking body out, and she was just a sex machine for that moment. Her upper lip was quivering as she looked at my balls. She wanted to hold them. She wanted to play with them. She wanted to lick them. That's what they want. You understand the power that you have over a bitch? You understand how much superior you are to a woman? Everybody wants a dick. Everybody wants to be a man. That's why chicks want to get with men. Because they want the dick in their hole. They want the dick. They want to own the dick in their fuck hole just for that moment. They want it. They worship it. They hang on to it. I mean, that's the truth. They want the dick, and they wish they had a dick. If they had a dick, they'd be fucking it all the time, wouldn't they? They just want it. Cut out the middleman. The dick. I saw that doctor's lip quiver, and I really respected her. But she saw my balls, she saw my beautiful face, she saw my brightly glowing green eyes, and she said, I want this. This is fucking nuts. Now, I had that happen before. Absolutely. Her name was Mary. She was a fucking psychiatrist. And I went there, and you know, this woman was attracted to me. One time I gave her a kiss when I was leaving her, and I said, thank you very much. I enjoyed today's meeting. And you know, she stood up and was staring at me. She didn't want me to leave. Why didn't she want me to leave? We were in a dark fucking room with a tiny light on. It was barely lit. They try to dim the surroundings you're in because she was getting turned on. Her cauldron, her bubbling fuckhole was bubbling for the dick of Norm Augustinus, the charm of Norm Augustinus. And I have that. She wanted that dick in her. She was in this room. She saw the light. Nothing else mattered. There was no other world outside that. It was like her and I were in this box floating around in the universe, and there was nothing outside that box. If you walked out that door, you'd have fell out and been lost forever in outer space. She wanted that because I have that kind of mesmerizing power to people, to bitches. I just do. I told you how many downloads this fucking thing gets. It wouldn't make any sense. I should be a rich man 1,000 times over, and I'm not. Why? Because I'm some sort of fucking guilty pleasure or something that's kept in private and not fucking rewarded in any way. And also by jealousy. People think, I can't do that. Fucking guy makes me look really, what the fuck am I doing? I'm going to cut my throat right now. They think this. And that's what's going on with your correspondent, Norm Augustinus. I saw the doctor's lip go up. When I saw it go up, I learned another thing and I saved it. Shik-shing, I just put it away in my mind. I save it. I put it in a special area. I use my mind so much in all recesses of it that I can put it in special areas. And then it bakes, it cooks, it cures, and then comes back with an answer, comes back with an equal, some sensible thing that I can understand because I take such raw amounts of data in. You could do the same thing. I've been trying to teach you how to do this for a zillion years, though you can't show other people that you're superpowered, that you've been really emboldened by this kind of power. They don't want you to know this. They think they're better than you are, but you've got it. You understand it. Most of the universe, most of everything you see is just about fucking, just about ego. 99% of the people you see are broke, penniless, and deep debt, but they're hiding it from you, and they want dick. They want someone to save them, and you can save them with your big goddamn throbbing dick while you're there, while your balls are there. You know when your cock is in her hole? Where are your balls? Your balls are big, right? They're hanging from your sack. When your cock is in your hole and she's on her back and you're fucking her in a standard way, which I like to do, I often tell them to pull her legs back when I'm banging them out while they're laying on their back because I want that rocking motion. I want the deepest penetration. I mean, you want to really go fucking deep. There's something spiritual there. And then when they're rocking like that, when you're on top of her, I may have said this before, your dick's going in and out of her hole, your cock balls are now, one of them are going over her asshole. Nobody knows this. No one understands this. No one ever talks about this, but it's true. Your cock balls are now hanging, dangling, and swinging around. And when they swing around, one of your balls will go right point blank over her fucking stink star, her brown eye. I call that her beaver badge or whatever you want to call it, her asshole. One of your balls will go over her asshole and it closes that asshole up. It just shuts the door because your ball is over it. Now that's not an accident.
That's a spiritual thing. That's a very deep thing that's not understood or even spoke about, or maybe nobody even understands it. When they put Christ in a tomb, this is a truth, I've talked about this once or twice or on and off. When they put Christ in a tomb, they put a big rock over the hole. Well, it's just the same thing. You are now putting a rock over the hole that she is. It's a spiritual bond. It's a contract. It's an agreement. And she's going to arise out of that fucking, when your ball lifts off, she's going to arise up again as a different person. And she will. She's going to love you. She's going to be filled with love. She's going to feel rejuvenated. She's going to feel a spark and a zest in life. She's going to have this bouncy step that women like to do on their fucking heels, bouncing up and down. They like to project youth and bouncing and vigor. It's all fake. They go home. They lay on the fucking floor of the couch. They're gassed out, bouncing up and down, smiling. Look at me. But it's the same thing. When your fucking ball goes over a shithole, and then when your ball moves, she rises up out of who she was. You bring her back because of the love, the spirituality, the sex, the fucking you given. The ball comes out. She comes out of the fucking cave, which is her asshole, renewed, rejuvenated, and anew. Nobody knows that. That's what it is. You want your ball to slam atop her asshole, to get lodged into her asshole, at least one of your balls. You want that to happen because then she has the chance to rebuild. It's sealed over that shithole. It's just like a metaphor for Christ in the tomb. It's the same damn thing. But nobody knows that. I know that. And now you know that. And once you know the fucking secret, what do I always say, man? Once you know the secret, you're in charge. You're the boss. You're in control. You're the apex. You're the alpha. You understand the secrets of what is around you, what you're really seeing, which is mostly fucking for something to sell something. Imagine how dumb we are. We open buildings up to sell a piece of shit that comes from China, and then we sell it and add money to it. That's the depth of what we are. Wow, she's opened a fucking store. She sells a bunch of plastic junk in there. She's the apex. That's all we are. There's got to be more than that. And there is more. And that's what I'm telling you now. Nobody knows that asshole thing. No one knows the ball over the asshole thing. And if you do it right, she'll arise out of there and become something different. You've helped her. Cum is a natural antidepressant. They get regular streams of cum. They don't need all kinds of pills because they're seeing all the success in TV commercials, which isn't real. They don't need that. They're now taking the natural antidepressant, which is your cum. Now, if you've got a sister, say she's good looking. You got a twin sister. I will inject her with my remedial fucking cum, and I'll bring her up out of her depression. I'll help you out. And I think that's a pretty fair deal. And it's not a joke. I'll help her out. Send her over here, put her in a box, whatever you want to do. I will help her out. I'll put the ball over the fucking shithole. I'll lock her in a tomb. She'll come out renewed and anew and a different person, ready to become the thing she was, ready to ascend. And it's true. So when I followed my cum in the, sorry about that. I got a little bit off the track. Fuck stick. When I put my cum, when I blew my load, I watched my load move down the stream, down this little tiny creek where I've been panning gold out of it, all kinds of people around there. When I did that, I watched my cum stream move in all sorts of directions, atop the water, atop the creek water as it flowed into this little yeti, and then went further than that, went down, and the creek kept continuing. As I watched it, it was mesmerizing. It was true fucking art. I start fucking crying, realizing that the earth, the water, was brought here by the Creator, and there's my cum on top the water. And it was a spiritual moment. I started crying my eyes out. I mean, I just came. I got $4,000 in gold. I'm getting pussy galore here. And now I'm getting the spiritual connection between water and my cum laying on top the water. They must be connected deeply, H2O and my jism. That's what built this planet. That's what built our entire thing that we see and look around us. And I just was so deeply fucking moved until I came across that guy, the guy that was grinding up the dildos. I mean, you can grind dildos up, honest to God. Now, I got to tell you. Fuck. Damn it. I just shot a hole in my Farrah Fawcett life like ass. 100% silicone. I've been fucking it while I'm talking to you. God damn it. I'm sick of this shit. I'm always shooting something up. Damn.
Okay, well, I can't do nothing about that. Let's move on. Let's go past that. See if I can get fucking tube of silicone cock. Fix it, maybe. Let's move on. I have been ordering and looking for places to find wholesale dildos. It's hard to find because he wouldn't give up on that idea. Wholesale used dildos, they're seasoned. They call them seasoned, they're wholesale seasoned dildos. It's hard to say. Wholesale seasoned dildos. I've been looking for distributors for wholesale to wholesale me seasoned dildos. Seasoned dildos are old dildos that a chick has used for years and they're impregnated with her juices, her sweat, her skin, her orgasms, her ejaculations, cum, shit. It's all in there. And then they dry out. You grind these fuckers up and you snort them and you're higher than shit. Now, I have been snorting the dildos while I've been working there, sift looking for this gold, panning for the gold in this little creek. And I'll tell you something. You've never felt the high that you can feel. Now, they have to be real dildos. They have to be actual rubber dildos made from rubber plants or rubber trees. They have to be that. They can't be synthetic dildos made in some chink China place that's making them out of fucking rubber, fake rubber, whatever it is. They have to be real dildos. Now, I have really had some fucking real, I hate to say trips, it sounds so 60, but 60s, that's what it is, though. It's like a trip. You're not going to be here anymore. You're going to be somewhere else, but you're still there. I have taken such unbelievable trips snorting ground-up dildos that you can't believe it. It's incredible. Ground-up fucking dildos are the future, and they're going to be the future. And you should tell people that now. You yourself, if you want to make money, you yourself now should be looking for a wholesale distributor of ground of old season dildos. Now, they sell 400 million dildos in America a year here. 400 million third legs from dudes. That's all a chick wants from you anyways, is your third leg. You've got two legs, but you've got a third leg, and that's all they give a fuck about. They don't care about your other legs. They don't care about your arms. They care about what they're going to impale themselves between their fucking legs while they're here. And they'll be taking the third leg till they're 80, 85 years old, till they fucking die. They've wreaked havoc across the planet. They've fucked everything, flown everywhere, taken every trip and been the next new girl in that community. Italy, Italiano, fucking Mexico, Aruba, they're the next new girl. Look at me, I'm brand new to this market. Come and get it, dicks. Come and fuck me. They fucked everybody where they were, the shithole they live at, and now they're fresh and new there, and then they'll burn that fucking area out too with their pussy. But these dildos that they're using, they become something special. You grind them up. You grind them up into a fine powder, like a baking sugar, a confectionery sugar that cooks and chefs use. You grind it up in that and you snort it, and there's something twisted about it. You know you're snorting some chick's dildo. You're snorting it and you're getting a high because of all the fixings that was in it, seasoned inside of it. The only time it can become problematic is if you think, I wonder if some fat whore, some unemployed fat whore, in some fucking housing community, some fucking poor area, very bad area, this could have been hers. Can I still get high from it? But then you quickly change that. You interject that. You put a new image in it. And you think, no, that, okay, she's in that situation. But she's the good-looking chick in the room across from her at the fucking subsidized housing, at the fucking track, whatever the housing is. And you just quickly change that. And you get just as high. It's something great about snorting old fucking dildos. Now, I've been looking for wholesalers, and it's incredible. There are wholesalers of seasoned dildos. Look it up. It's the underbelly. It's the way to make money. It's going to be the wave of the future. I mean, did you ever think that things would change like you could see tampon ads and they're pouring red liquid on a tampon ad? I mean, it's changing fucking fast. Chicks spraying their cunt with deodorizer with a can of spray cunt killer, and she's on television in a commercial. Did you ever think that was coming? I'm telling you, with all my heart, that this is coming. People are going to snort dildos. It's going to be a huge thing. And when they do, I might be the kingpin. I might be the kingpin because I learned it while I've been panning for fucking gold on this tiny creek in here, upper northern Michigan. I learned it from this dude that's here. And he's here every fucking day. Now, here's what I've thought. You're going to say, what'd you think, Norm? I've had twisted, deviant thoughts. I'm not proud of it. And I think, Man, he's got two boxes of dildos there, seasoned dildos, old seasoned dildos, two boxes, they're in cardboard boxes, they're big boxes, and inside the box is a lining of plastic, plastic liner, and the dildos are neatly stacked inside these boxes. You ever bought eggs? They're like that. They're neatly stacked in these boxes, and I think, you know, why couldn't he fall off that, the hill he's standing on, and it goes down, goes into the creek? Why couldn't he fall on that and go down that creek and drown? All his fucking inventory would be mine. All the inventory's mine. The dildo grinder's mine that he came up with. All the seasoned dildos are mine. And all his customers are mine. And I go from that. I mean, that's how it works in this kind of business. Why couldn't something like that happen? Why couldn't that happen? I've got hand grenades. I've got Claymore mines. That's not a joke. I brought home Claymore mines when I was in Vietnam. I was there 18 months. And I shipped the Claymore mines home. They're flat like a plate. I shipped them home and I said, fine china, do not drop. And I painted these Claymore mines white. People thought these fucking things were china plates, you know, like you eat on. They didn't know. I sent home Claymore mines. I'm not kidding you. I mean, hand grenades. And I put on the boxes. They were wooden boxes. I shipped them to my mother and I put cigarette lighters, do not drop. And they look like fucking cigarette lighters. I just attached a tiny little thing on the top with a drop of fucking glue. I think it was hot glue gun I used at the time. I put these tiny little things at the top of the hand grenade that looked like a fucking cigarette lighter accoutrement, a part of a cigarette lighter. They never knew shit. I sent them hand grenades. I sent them Claymore mines. And I thought, why couldn't I put a Claymore mine over there? Mine. I keep saying mine. I know where he walks to take a shit. I know where he walks when he's got to take a leak. I know what he does when he's got to take a break. Why couldn't he be walking to dump? He's got a big one coming. Why, when he was walking to take a load off, drop this load, why couldn't he stop on a Claymore mine? That's the fuck it. Nobody here would even mind, because they're all frantically panning for gold. They're caught up in gold fever. I can't tell you where it is. When I first went, there was 10 or 11 people, but now it has grown substantially. And there are people who are trying to take control of the area, like they're the big boss, but they don't know your correspondent. They don't know Norm Augustinus. I'll take that only so long, and then I won't have to worry about that anymore, because I will solve it. Because why? I'm a problem solver. Doesn't matter what it is. There's a varied amount. There's an unlimited amount. There's equally dozens of ways to solve a problem and have the same effect, the same result. And that's what I'll do here. I'll solve it. They can't take control of this. I might take control of the dildo grinding, making the dildo, the fucking snortable dildos, that I might take control of what's going on here now. But right now, as far as pussy, I'm the one in charge with the pussy, because they want your correspondent. I've got this natural attractiveness. I've got this thing that I exude that women like. I've been around them. I understand them. I don't treat them like they're going on a business trip to fucking Holland with their attaché case, because I know better. They're just looking for dick. Even if they have a job, they're eventually won out of the job, and they want you to support them. You have to understand that. They just want dick night and day. I'll tell you about that story some other time. I can't go into that now, because it borders on the idea, on the possibility, the ethicsness of the, well, legal issues and stuff like that. I want to tell you something. While I've been up here, I've been looking for, in addition to pussy scalps. Now, pussy scalps are scalps that their cunt area was scalped by an Indian, and they're priceless. At one time in Michigan, we had hundreds of thousands of Indians that were occupying the entire state, and they would scalp new settlers' pussies. I mean, try to imagine. I mean, this is incredible. Some chick, they got married at 16 fucking years old, 15, 14. Try to imagine. Some good-looking chick, and she's putting something on a clothesline. She's baking up some fucking corn dodgers or something on top of fire. They used to call them corn dodgers, the hard things they'd eat. She's baking up big chunks of fucking pork from some animal they killed. Her husband. There she is. Some Indian sees that, this white-skinned, beautiful, delicate piece of art. And he says, I'm going to scalp that cunt. She's got her arms up. Maybe she's reaching for a birdhouse. They've laid some eggs and she's going to eat those. Her arms are up. Her tits are out there. Big, bouncing, beefy fucking things. And she's got her long dress on. Indian would come up behind her and tear that fucking dress off. There's that cunt, that beautiful ass. Not with the mind of the mind they have today, but with a million years ago mind, early settlers and shit like that, when they wanted to be females.
He scalped that cunt. One fucking chop. Just like that. And the cunt's gone. It comes off. He collects that cunt. Now, some of those women would die. A lot of them would end up in freak shows. They didn't have a pubic hair. They didn't have a pubic mound. It's been fucking scalped. If they could survive the scalping, they could get into a carnival, a circus, and they would parade them around on a stage and say, this lady here, Mary Jo Madison, survived an Indian cunt scalping. And people would pay to see that. I mean, it's incredible. I might have set that up myself. Now, today, those scalps are worth a fortune. And I've been looking for pussy scalps because they're worth an absolute mint on the black fucking market. Pussy scalps. In addition to pussy scalps, what I'm going to tell you now is sort of, what do they say, the QT, the quiet touch. It's sort of on a QT. It's some old phrase they used to use a million years ago. I was in a fucking helicopter, a Huey helicopter, when I was in Vietnam. And the co-pilot, not the captain of the helicopter, would often say, the QT, it's on a QT, Norm, flying around and shit, looking for pussy. We're 300 feet above the ground, above rice paddies, trying to pick out who we're going to fuck next. And we would drop a percussion grenade into the water. It would stun all the bitches in the water. They're all laying on their back. They're not dead. And we'd go down on a fucking this rope ladder and fuck them all, this percussion fucking grenade. It was incredible. That's another story, another time. But try to imagine these pussy scalps. The pussy scalps and the Indians, and then something else I'm working on now, and I learned a lot of shit, Vietnam, all that other shit, and that is the pussy scalps, in addition to that, I'm talking about hairs from the asshole. This is the QT. Captain of the plane used to say the QT all the time. This is the QT for you. And the hairs around the asshole, here's something you first need to know. Hairs on a human being never rot. I don't care how long you're dead. The hairs never rot. They just stay in a coffin. They stay in a casket. They stay in the ground. But the billions of people who've been here, their hair is still somewhere. It's in the ground. It's in a casket that's rotted. It's in a mausoleum. It's out in the woods. Think about the woods. We have 1.6 million acres of woods in Michigan. And all the people that's been on it, all the Indians that's been on it over hundreds of years, they're in the ground here. They didn't get fucking ornate big goddamn burials. Their hair is in the ground. Now, the big thing about the hair being in the ground is there's lead and there's iron in the hair, especially women. There's more iron in the hair. So you can use a metal detector, and I've done this before with pussy scalps, same kind of thing. And you can use a metal detector and find old hair, gobs of hair, in the woods. I mean, I've walked in the woods, literally, up here in upper northern Michigan, and I found fucking bins full of fucking hair. What do you call them? Garbage cans. Not bins. I found garbage cans filled with fucking, that I could fill with hair from using my metal detector. Garbage cans filled with this hair. Now, the one you want is the higher iron reading, and the one with lead in it. The lead high, iron, lead high, iron high, because these are out of the, these are asshole hairs. They're shorter with higher concentrations of lead and iron, unlike hair, which has lower concentrations. And if you have a discriminating metal detector, they call them that, you can find the higher concentrated pieces of hair. Now, this hair, if you can find it, this asshole hair, it's worth an absolute fortune. Sounds silly, sounds ridiculous, I sound nuts, maybe. Granted, I'll give you all that. I sound cuckoo, maybe. Until you start to find it, until it starts to pay off for you. If you can find the short hairs of assholes from females that died up here in Michigan over hundreds and hundreds of years, and it's in the earth, you can now collect those hairs, put them in a bin, big garbage can, garbage bag, and then you go home, and you take those hairs, and you use crochet, and you use needlework, and you knit those asshole hairs into wreaths. I mean wreaths. They're asshole hair wreaths. Am I saying that right? Wreaths. W-R-E-A-T-H-S. Wreaths. You can make asshole wreaths and clean up. I mean, it's fucking literally millions upon millions of dollars, billions maybe, that can be had, that can be mined out of the earth if you are willing to make an asshole wreath. The asshole wreath takes about 16 straight hours if you did it nonstop. So you'd have to employ a couple dozen people. I don't know where you'd get them. Korea, China, Taipei, wherever you'd get them.
low income, low workers who work for a quarter of a fucking hour in a bicycle, used bicycle, and you get them to sew up to create these asshole wreaths. Now, these asshole wreaths are very valuable because everyone likes an asshole, a female asshole. Everyone likes her brown eye, her stink star. Everyone likes her cunt. Now, imagine you've got an asshole wreath. Wouldn't that turn you on? On top of it, it's like a Christmas wreath. On top of it, you've got a hole in the middle of the wreath, just like a Christmas wreath. It looks like an asshole. There's the hairs around it. Asshole wreaths are worth an absolute fortune. Fortune? It's worth a fortune. And you have to find the hairs using a metal detector with a discriminator. And you can find these hairs. And you can't go wrong. These hairs are going to pay off. Now, people early on in Michigan, they were early settlers, like I talked about pussy scalps. They're early settlers. The chicks were almost always really young. I mean, who wants a bag of shit 35 years old? Nobody wants that. Her whole mind's changed. She's not the same person. She's not interested in sex as much. All her fucking eggs are gone. You're not really with a woman anymore. Understand it always. When a chick stops making eggs, you're going to have to adapt to fucking being married to a man. You're going to have to adapt to understanding that you're with a fucking dude. You're no longer with a bitch. It's so bad that they got to give him pills to try to make them act like a woman again because you're married to a fucking man. You might as well put a dick on her, a strap-on dick, and let her walk around the house. At least you'd have some sort of identity that way. But most of the women that came to Michigan had a fucking, this young, tight pussy, this young, tight ass, and all this optimism. And that optimism, this thinking, these thoughts, that hope for the future, it comes out of every pore of a woman at that time, at that age. Comes out her hair, comes out her skin, her face, her eyes, her fingertips, her arms, her feet. She just looks great everywhere. And these asshole wreaths are mostly made from the young asshole hairs of young early settlers that came to Michigan. You can do the same thing where you're at. If you're in Arizona, it'd be tougher. You gotta deal with all that goddamn heat. All those chicks, the way they were going out west and shit, and they died. The bag of shit was fucking someone in the caravan. The dude threw her out. She died in the desert. Well, there's some hair there for an asshole wreath, but you're going to cook trying to get those asshole hairs out of the ground. You're going to cook. You're going to burn up. Is it worth it? At least in Michigan, you're covered with a canopy of nonstop trees over your head. But asshole wreaths are a real turn-on. So are pussy scalps. I mean, tell me in your heart of hearts that I couldn't sell you an asshole wreath right now. That I couldn't sell you a pussy scalp right now. Because of the way I've pushed it, the way I've presented it, the classy way I've talked about it. Wouldn't you like an asshole wreath? People come to your door and they say, what is that? And you say, it's a wreath made from the young hairs of an early Michigan settler, a female, and that's her asshole hairs. Look at it. You want to touch it? It's like you're almost there. Look at, you want to see that? Someone's in your fucking kitchen and they see shit hanging from your kitchen light. And they say, what is that? Is that some kind of sunken skull for fucking Halloween? What is that up there hanging on your light in the kitchen? And what do you say? You say, man, that's a pussy scalp from Michigan. It's a young chick's pussy scalp. She was out in her backyard making fucking corn dodgers. She was in her backyard rolling the hose or hoeing the dirt, trying to make fucking all natural carrots. That's what they made then. And a fucking engine, a redskin, scalped her cunt. That's it. You know what that dude would do? It's what you do. You'd fucking slowly freeze your eyes on it. Your eyes would be frozen. You'd be reaching to it. Your hand would be shaking because you wanted to touch it, because you wanted to be near it. It's a fucking chick's pussy scalp. How valuable is that to you? And it comes with elastic strings, like these straps, and you can wear her pussy fucking scalp around your pubic mound. You've got it there. Just mount it above your dick, where your dick shaft is, above your balls, right on that area just below your stomach. You mount it right there. Wouldn't you feel better? Wouldn't you feel more fucking empowered as you went to work or anything? Yes, you would. You think, wow, I got a chick's pussy scalp there. I don't actually need the love of a woman to kind of force me, push me into working, make me feel good about myself, give me a reason to live, and kind of make cause enthusiasm. I want to support her. You know, got a pussy scalp that's just above your fucking dick, your own cunt, and you have that all day long. You have an asshole wreath at your door. Maybe you could put the asshole wreath at the front of your car, at the back of your car, and drive around. You've got an asshole wreath. They're rare. They're not anywhere. Try to find an asshole wreath. You can't. I don't give a fuck where you go. Hey, is that an asshole wreath made from the asshole hairs of young, sexy, hot, bubbling, perky chicks from 1840 who were out in the woods in Michigan? Is that one of those? No, I'm sorry. That's not one of those. Now, that's just a synthetic piece of shit from China. That's from Taipei. That's nothing. That's from fucking Temu.com. You can buy that shit. It's nothing, man. Get out of here. This is the future. This is what it's coming down to. And I know it's coming down to this, and I'm on the cutting edge. You're listening through a podcast, so this must be cutting edge. Isn't this the fucking the way it is? Isn't this big? You're listening through a podcast. Even though it's just audio, and Thomas Edison worked on audio 150 years, you're listening to a podcast. It must be cutting edge what I'm saying right the fuck now. You're on it. Man, it's incredible. And have I found fucking asshole hairs? Yes, I have. Have I found pussy scalps? Yes, I have. Am I hunting for pussy scalps and asshole hairs as we talk, as I speak right now? Yes, I am. It's incredible. I come home to make these recordings and I got to upload them because I don't have internet. Got it on my phone, but I got to upload these fucking things on a woman's house that I got to walk to that's an eighth of a mile from my house in the woods, and I use her internet. It's open all the time, and I know she leaves it open all the time because she knows I'm out there watching her. 15.5 pounds of dick, and I'm exuding all these pheromones, and she can smell my dick. That's just the way it is. You can smell the dick. You can smell the pussy. Everyone knows that. I'm standing in her backyard, just in the tree line, not in her actual yard, and I'm uploading these recordings so that you can have these for your listening pleasure. Because why? Because you're not going to find this shit nowhere else, motherfucker. It doesn't exist. It doesn't exist because their true motives are to make a profit, to make a fucking put a commercial in. They want to make money. They'll say anything that you agree with. They don't give a fuck about introducing new ideas. That's too goddamn dangerous, too risky. No sponsor. I don't give a fuck about any of that. Not now, not ever. I care about original ideas. I care about our relationship. We have such a relationship now that we could probably do it if we had to. You and I could do it if we had to. If the world was over, you would feel comfortable enough to do it with me, and vice versa. That's the relationship we have. And where can you find that in any other goddamn recording? You can't. You don't have it. Because you're going to be nailed with some fucking ad for some piece of plastic that requires two batteries and has four flashing LEDs. No one knows what it even is. This is incredible. In the last goddamn week or so, I've learned so much shit. I think the gold may be in this little offshoot in the river, the Yeti. I think the gold floated down in a bag or a fucking wampum bag or whatever they called it, the Indians, a leather bag. I think it was chock full of gold. I believe it floated down the river, got caught up in this fucking offspring area, and the gold is coming from there. There isn't actual gold in the river. It's coming from there. Now, what do I want to do? What's my main goal, my agenda? What would be my number one thing to do at this point? And that is to try to find out if my idea is right. Is the gold in this little offshoot, this little Yeti, this little bulge in the creek, is there gold in there? Is there? Is my cum floating on top of the water? Is it a metaphor? It was so deeply spiritual moving. I mean, I was watching as I was watching a bitch cough on the shore. I slid her back to the shore. Her goddamn head launched up there. Like if you were pushing a canoe up and you shoved it from a distance of 40 feet and it kind of went up the shoreline and got on a sandbar and stayed there. I did that for her. But as I kept banging her out, I learned something. Nobody could learn this. Nobody would know this. As a female is dying and your cock is in her hole, something happens. The cunt works on its own. Excuse me. The cunt works on its own. It has its own agenda. It grabbed my dick vigorously. It really worked it. It pummeled it. It was trying to make it more than it was. Can a woman get pregnant? I don't know why. If she's dying, she can't get pregnant. But the cunt wants to somehow get the last fuck in the best fuck of the world. What does that tell us? What do we learn from that? I don't know. Not to go out and drown somebody in the water while you're fucking them. It's probably not a good idea. But there's something there, something to be explored, something that will give your correspondent more motive to keep surviving, to keep going on one more cock-sucking day. keep me going. The stuff I've learned. Powdering dildos. Asshole wreaths. Pussy scalps. You don't hear about this shit because real people that know about this don't let it out because it is invaluable. It's always going to be invaluable. Asshole wreaths, you wouldn't buy one? Yes, you would. I would. I mean, this is the fucking future. This is the future for people who are fucking forward thinkers, who want to break free of the prison that you're currently fucking in.
You've been listening to the one and only
Augustinus!
My dick is enormous. There is no escape.
We meet at the big clock. In cyberspace, it's dark out there in cyberspace. It's scary out there in cyberspace. You're out there in cyberspace. You're frozen with fear. You don't know what to do. You're looking up. You're looking down. You're looking to the right. You're looking to the left. It's windy out. You don't know what to do. You're frozen. Till eventually and quite abruptly, you hear this distant chiming clock in the background. And you follow the chiming clock until it gets louder and louder and louder. Eventually bringing you upon this brightly illuminated place in cyberspace. There are thousands of people there. They're holding hands. They're smiling. They've been waiting for you. There's that thing that brought you to this place in the first place. It's a tower. 100-150 feet tall. Brown bricks. Tan mortar. Way at the top of this tower is a glass bezel. It's a clock. It's backlit. And above that is this chimey bell-like thing that brought you to this place in the first place. And you know why you're at this place in the first place. You're here to clear out your pains, your frustrations, your aches, your woes, your disappointments, your hurts. The person that died on you, the ramen noodles you're sick of eating, the credit cards you can't pay off, the apartment you can't pay for, the house you think you'll maybe never own, the bitch who left you, the guy who left you. You're here to clear all those pains and frustrations out. And how do we do that? Well, the moment you heard my voice, you were instantly and automatically filled up with this highly absorbent orange-colored solution. It's been inside your body sloshing about this entire recording. And now, at the end of this recording, we lie you gently down. We pop the corks in your toes. And all of that highly absorbent orange-colored solution comes gushing out of your body. Look at it. It's forming a small mini lake alongside you. It's orange colored. It's rusty. It stinks. It's toxic. We shake your feet, getting out the last drops of highly absorbent orange colored solution and replace the corks in your toes. You can't believe how good you feel. You feel like you can go on another second, another minute, another day, another hour, another year, maybe infinitely. It doesn't matter that a friend of yours is making $250,000 a year and lives in a $1 million house. It doesn't matter that another friend of yours has got the best looking bitch you've ever seen, or another friend of yours has the best looking dude you've ever seen. None of that shit matters. All that matters is how good you feel right now. You know you can feel this good anytime you want to. Anytime you're in duress, anytime you feel like you can't go on another second, all you gotta do is think of the big chiming clock in cyberspace, where you meet your pal, your friend, Norm Augustinus. And instantly, and almost automatically, you'll feel refreshed and clear. You know the best part of this recording, the most important part of this recording, at least to me, is that for 1 hour, we were friends. Friend, I enjoyed myself. I hope you did too. Write me, normaugustinus@gmail.com.
Tune in again for another exciting episode from the amazing mind of Norm Augustinus.
Dear Olivia, I want to build a 25,000 square foot haunted house. If I can get the money to build my haunted house, it will be the most popular haunted house in the world. Let me explain. There will be a dozen private bedrooms in the haunted house. These bedrooms will be off limits to the public, and they will house horny young women. The young horny women will be our unseen ghost maker employees. While the young horny women are inside their bedrooms, they will take a dick several times a day from one of our big-dicked male employees. As our male employee bangs out one of our female ghost maker's pussy, air, color dye, and semen will be pumped into our ghost maker's cunt. This air, cum, and color dye vaginal injection will ferment quickly while it is inside the woman's cunt, and it will become a thick, lighter-than-air gas. When the female ghost maker determines that she is going to release a pussy fart, she'll back her ass up to a funnel in her bedroom and blow the pussy fart into the galvanized, wall-mounted funnel. Olivia, these ghost-like pussy farts will be distributed throughout my 25,000-square-foot haunted house using pressurized air. Trust me, these pussy fart ghosts are scary. We won't need holograms or any sort of animatronics. Just eager pussies, dicks filled with gobs of cum, colored dye, and funnels. The ghosts smell like pussy, and that in itself is pretty fucking scary, Olivia. Because we will keep the temperature in the haunted house low, each pussy fart ghost lasts up to 5 hours. It's gonna be a sensation. Can you send me a check for $1.2 million so that I can get this product moving? Get back to me ASAP. Love, Norman. P.S. I bumped into your big-titted little sister at the taxidermy shop off Spruce Street. I didn't know your big-titted little sister worked there. When your big-titted little sister saw me, she hung the closed sign on the front door window of the shop, and then she pulled off her hot pants and panties. Before I knew what was happening, we were 69ing one another on the floor of the taxidermy shop between the stuffed polar bear and the stuffed family of albino wolverines. While your big-titted little sister clutched onto my giant cock, and while she was sucking it, I plunged the entire foot-long body of a taxidermied North American red squirrel into your big-titted little sister's undulating, wet, snapping, hungry cunt. I rammed the squirrel in and out of your big-titted little sister's tight fuckhole until the fake eyes of the squirrel popped out. The other flat-chested girl working at the taxidermy shop walked in on us while your big-titted little sister and I were feasting on one another, and she started screaming. So I threw a fistful of industrial animal pelt softening powder into her tear-filled eyes, and then I knocked her out by throwing the eyeless, pussy-drenched red squirrel at her head as she tried frantically to exit the taxidermy shop front door.
Attention, taxidermy shop shoppers. This is Baloney Pony, your taxidermy shop store manager. Folks, right now we are selling 50-year-old taxidermied squirrels for only 99 cents. Folks, these squirrels are super stiff, and when crammed into your woman's stretched-out pussy, they'll bring her to orgasm again and again. The 50-year-old fur is stiff and covered in layer upon layer of olden days cum. Yes, it's true. Some of the old dusty taxidermied eyeballs have fallen out of the taxidermied squirrel's head. But for most women, this is a turn-on. Men tame your old lady's insatiable pussy with a long furry body of a mummified animal. Use that single old remaining oversized yellow squirrel tooth on her swollen itchy clit. She'll love you for it. Just don't smell the squirrel. The squirrel comes with a zippered leather carrying pouch that's been designed especially for travel. My assistant, Mandy Phelps, can put your initials onto the side of the carrying pouch using gold press-on adhesive letters. On a side note, ladies and gentlemen, my assistant, Mandy Phelps, has just informed me that her six-month-long stretch of total constipation has just suddenly ended. Does anyone in the store have a wooden ladle, chili spoon, and an unopened box or two of quart-size Ziploc freezer bags that Mandy can use?
I'm begging you, please help me.
This has been Baloney Pony, the taxidermy store manager. That is all.
Fuck!
Oh.
Fuck!
Oh.
Fuck!
Oh.
Fuck!
Oh.
Fuck!
Oh. Women are constipated 3 times more than men.
when you're walking down the halls and your balls hit the walls, it's a rupture.